KWA Mobile.
TR Mobile. W2T.
Good morning, Tom. KN4VWA.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's a gloomy old day out here. And we be just headed down to Aldi's and, let me see, I gotta go to Lowe's, John Deere, and then Aldi's towards Taylor's. Go ahead, Rusty.
Peace has got you on the road today, and hopefully you'll stay out of trouble while being out there on the road. W2T, go ahead, Steve.
You need to buy some stock in Aldi there, Tom.
Those people I seen going through there do. Wow. It's unbelievable what they stack into a cart. But they're the fastest checkouts that I've ever witnessed in my life. They're so good and efficient. At least at Taylor's. Well, the one in Greer's good too, but we just happen to like Taylor's. I might ask, how are you feeling today, Steve? I hope you disregarded that shot, and when you're marching, you ain't fighting.
It feels like somebody took a baseball bat and cracked me across the arm, but it's sore, and my ears feel like I'm down in a bucket a little bit, but no fever. My blood pressure went up last night. Usually I run about 112 to 114 over 72. It blew up to about 135 over about 80 for about 4 or 5 hours, and then it laid right back down, and I'm fine. So, hey, it's a blessing, I tell you, not to be like my wife did.
Yeah, did you take Pfizer? She took Moderna, as I remember it.
Picked me on that. She said she took the Pfizer because it came out of Spartanburg Regional. And that's what I got, too, was the Pfizer.
Well, excellent. That 135 over 80 is nothing to be concerned with, but mine usually runs low, too, but it's because of the beta blockers and stuff that I take. But that's great news, Steve. That might just be a little head cold or something. I guess it's going to get pretty darn chilly, Rusty. 50s here, 40s in the mountains. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, it's looking like we're going to skip fall and then wants to move right on to winter. At least it seems to be trying that anyway, but I hope not. Steve, glad to hear you're feeling a little better today. That stuff can do strange things to you. That's all I'm going to say about it, because it does strange things to the body, and you'll make it. You'll survive, I'm sure. And you'll come out. It'll all come out in the wash, Steve. W2T. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, if this is bad as it gets, then I've got it made, man. I will say this, though. Kind of a metallic smell in the back of the sun. That's about the only way I can describe it. Kind of metallic. It just... That's the only other thing I've got. So, who knows?
Oh, what they used to say, hoes knows, anyone knows, or I can't remember how that went. You remember, Bernice? Well, both our arms got sore, Steve. That's not unusual, but we didn't have any of that fever stuff or anything like that. And I might add, we took ours last one on March 2nd, so we're eligible for the booster, and we're over 65, so we're going to get it ASAP whenever it comes out, just to boost our immune system. I guess they're having trouble getting that blood with the antibodies in it now. They're rationing it, and all of the hospitals seem to be full. Spartanburg put up a tent even, I think. So it's bad. And if it gives you any protection at all, it's better than none. And they say, well, the difference is The shot won't kill you, but the COVID will. Anyways, on a brighter subject, what are you guys up to today? Go ahead, Rusty.
Right now, I'm planning to stay. I've got to run out to the grocery store. I forgot something the other day, and I got to go pick it up here in a little while. But basically, I'm going to stay here at the house. I don't really have anything I need to do outside, so I figure I'll just muddle along in here and get stuff done around the house and try to get caught up on a few other things. And I got work on the computer I need to be doing, so I got the minutes from a meeting I'm secretary for, so I need to get that done. And they get those out to the board so the board of directors can have a look at them and see, make sure they're all happy with what we did. So, and, of course, that's not going to be the case because there's always going to be somebody that's unhappy. And I don't care what we do, you know. The board does something and somebody doesn't like it, but they don't get there early enough so they can make their feelings known. They just wait till later and then they give everybody a hard time. So, oh well, we'll survive, as they say. And anything, good to hear everybody up and about. And like I said, I'm going to take it kind of take it easy here today and not do a whole lot. I don't have anywhere I have to be. And after yesterday's session, after I got home last night, I was beat. After ringing handbells for an hour and not having rung bells in almost 18 months, so, you know, it makes it rough on the arms and get back into that motion again, because those bells, those brass bells are definitely heavy. And then from there, I left there, and 15 minutes later, I was at Duncan United Methodist Church for a barbershop rehearsal. So, it's what it is. Mondays will be like that for a while. Go ahead, Steve.
A busy, busy man. Well, I am fixing to run into my church and get some forms filled out so that I can continue driving a bus for the Blue Ridge Christian Learning Center. And then I'm going right down the street to a metal fab shop so I can get some pieces put together for W4NGU so he can get him a tilt over tower. Doesn't that sound like fun? Y'all have fun at it. I'm hopping out. KN4VWA. Tom, behave. I'm clear.
That would be out of character. Have a good day, Steve. And say hi to Mr. Phil, if you get a chance. Oh, I got to get on the gas here a little bit or I'm going to get smacked. 73, Steve. Go ahead, Rusty. We got to pick up a little drain for the shower in the back bedroom and just one of those chrome things that go in the bottom of it. It's kind of looking scuddy. And then that room seat spreader, it was either wide open or stop. I couldn't get it adjusted right, so we're going to stop by John Deere and talk to them about that.
Be careful out there on the road. Well, I had to play plumber a little bit more yesterday because I had the part that broke on my shower head the other day. I could not get the metal piece out of there that I needed to try to make it do right. But anyway, I got another shower head and put it on yesterday, and it seems to all be working. I got a nice shower this morning, so I can stand to be around myself, you know, and not gonna offend the people or the dog either. So anyway, but it's kind of yucky out there to be running around today. Anyway, that's why I'm not planning on doing a whole lot of it, Tom.
You got that 100% right. And Lowe's looks jammed. I might change my mind. I don't know. I got my mask with me anyways. Who'd have thought they'd be busy on a day like today? I just need that one little item. Bernice wasn't even going to go in. If I can get a good parking place here, I'll just run in and get it. I'll let you go, Rusty. I'm in the parking lot. This is N0TR73s.
All right, give me a holler when you get back. I'm not going anywhere for a while. It's still raining out there, and I'm just going to sit here and kind of try to see if I can get some stuff done here before I go out. Talk to you later. N0TR, W2T.